97.9 WEVE coming up next week at the Deck in Duluth. It's the Arrowhead Home and Builder Show from Thursday to Sunday. There's a lot of cool things going on and a lot of neat special features with some special guests, one of whom is former chief floral designer for the White House, Laura Dowling. And there's so much more that she's working on besides that. And we're going to find out about some of it now. How's it going this morning, Laura?
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here, and it'll be great to be there in Duluth.
Now, of course, people hear chief floral designer for the White House, and they want to find out so much more about that. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got the job and some of the stuff you might have done?
Yeah, well, it's such a unique position at the White House and really in the entire federal government. I was the only florist, I'm sure, in the whole federal government agency complex. And the way I got the job is also an unusual story. And there are about 100 people who work in the White House, and these are non-political, non-partisan positions, like the chefs, the housekeepers, butlers, all of that. So the florist team is part of that. And I was not a full-time florist when I applied for the job. I had a job in another field working in D.C., strategy and communications, but I was working in my kitchen kind of as a hobby florist part-time on the side. And my husband said, well, why don't you just apply for the job? So I did. That seemed kind of like a stretch at the time, but I made it into the first round of cuts. I think it was 17 people. And then I sent in a portfolio and a cover letter, resume, and then kept making the cuts. The rate was so surprising to me. It got down from 7 to 4 to 3 finalists, and we were invited into the White House for a competition, each sequestered in a different room in the White House and given assignment. So for 4 hours, we designed, and at the end of it, the First Lady came in and was the judge, interviewed each of us, and I ended up winning the competition and winning the job. It's kind of an amazing story.
Absolutely. And with a job like that, I mean, you have the opportunity to provide floral arrangements for a lot of different events. Did you have any favorites?
It's hard to pick a favorite, but it's such a huge portfolio, right? So all the White House staterooms, the state dinners, official events, private residence, Camp David flowers. It was a lot of arrangements, a lot of event planning. But I really enjoyed planning the state dinners, because there was so much thought and detail that went into honoring and the protocol of hosting a visiting country. And then I think another favorite would be planning the White House Christmas. That was a year-round proposition.
Really? Year-round for Christmas?
Yes, because the scale of it is just amazing. You've probably seen, or the listeners have seen, the HGTV special that chronicles the 100 volunteers who come in to help. But when I was decorating, there were about 60 trees. Now I hear it's up to 100 trees. And the giant blue room tree itself has thousands of ornaments. So to plan each room one by one was kind of like planning a military operation. With all that detail.
Having attention to detail is, of course, a great skill set to have. And having been the former chief floral designer for the White House, has landed you some pretty sweet gigs today, or has helped land you some pretty sweet gigs, I should say. Tell us a little bit more about what you're up to these days, Laura.
Yeah, well, what's really fun now is that I have the opportunity to go around the country and speak to different groups. So the home shows are always fun, but also museums and botanical gardens, a lot of garden club work. And then recently I started working with USA Today, going around with them on tour. They have a food and wine experience festival that goes to cities around the country. And so I join them and I do little flower demonstrations, talk about my story. And the idea is really just to inspire people with beauty and with the idea that anything's possible. You have to put your hat in the ring, and who knows, it can lead to the White House.
Talk a little bit about what you'll be up to at the Arrowhead Home and Builder Show, if people wanted to find out more about what you'll be doing there.
Yeah, I'll be on stage there bringing lots of flowers, and so I'll talk about White House stories behind the scenes, what it was like to work there, favorite events. I'll have a PowerPoint that's playing in the background showing all the images, you know, it'll be fun to give people kind of that insider look, what it was like to actually be there and be in some of the incredible places and the people I met. But a lot of focus on flowers, how to make spring arrangements, and I'll be doing that all weekend.
Wow, that's wonderful. And one more thing I want to touch on. You're also a published author. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the books you've written? And I hear there's one more coming this year.
Well, after I left the White House, I knew that I wanted to write a book about my experience and sort of this philosophy of how flowers can be more than a decorative tool, that they can convey meaning and almost a policy, you know, a take on policy. So the first book was Floral Diplomacy, and then another White House book I did was A White House Christmas, and then I followed that with some design books, so one on wreaths. I loved the wreath form and actually had the opportunity to create 4 wreath stamps for the postal office a few years ago. So there's a book on wreaths, a book on bouquets, and then I'm bringing it back home for the 5th book. It'll be How to Design Christmas at Home. So I'm really looking forward to working on that.
We're talking with author, speaker, designer, and of course, former chief floral designer for the White House, Laura Dowling. She'll be at the Arrowhead Home and Builders Show coming up next week at the Deck down in Duluth. Laura, if people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
So I'm fairly active on social media. I'm on Instagram at Laura Dowling, the florist. I'm also on Facebook and love to connect with people, and really am looking forward to seeing everyone in Duluth coming up.
Well, it's Laura Dowling. She'll be at the Arrowhead Home and Builders Show April 4th through 7th at the Deck down in Duluth. Go check it out. We'll have the opportunity for you to win some tickets to get down there as well, coming up a little bit later on this morning and into next week as well. Laura, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.